Bong sisters Jerry and Joyce say for the first time since 1941, their parents could breathe a sigh of relief. He was safe, back home on the family farm in Poplar.
Mom was real glad.
But at the same time, he had seen the new jet when he was back after breaking Rickenbacker's record. He knew he had to fly that plane.
He asked for it.
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm. That plane was a top-secret fighter jet, the Lockheed P-80 Shooting Star. Richard Bong wanted to be a test pilot on this revolutionary craft that would take the Air Force into the jet age. But the aptly named Shooting Star was plagued with design problems. It had crashed more than a dozen times, killing several pilots since it began flying in 1944. Carl Bong writes in his book, America's Ace of Aces, that his brother knew all that, but also knew that the P-80 was the hottest thing in the air. In June 1945, he was transferred to the Lockheed base in Burbank. He flew 11 test flights totaling more than 4 hours. On August 6th, just 4 days after another pilot was killed testing the Shooting Star, the 24-year-old Bong readied for another flight. The night before, he told friends at a dinner party that he never worried about such things as crashes. He had written his old wingman, Ralph Wandry, about coming to Burbank and flying these jet fighters. So Wandry transferred from Perrin Air Force Base in Texas.
Just as I was finishing saying goodbye to my buddies at Perrin Field, the news came over the radio that Dick had been killed. And that chopped things short, and after discussing it with my wife, I figured, well, I'll spend the rest of my life with her.
She insisted. So Ralph Iron Pants Wandry would not be a P-80 test pilot. August 6, 1945 was the day the B-29 bomber Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. The secret weapon attracted front page news, but in many cases it was below the headline of the death of U.S. Ace of Aces, Richard Bong. His wife Marjorie Bong heard the news while she was sunbathing outside their apartment.
I came down and heard this news on the radio. It seems today, you know, that when tragic news of this kind happens, they don't release the name, you know, pending next of kin. That didn't happen. I mean, it was just blatant there on the radio. And the Bong family heard about it the same way.
She didn't remember flying from California to Superior for the funeral in the same church in which they were married just 6 months before. She didn't even remember the day they buried her husband at a cemetery near the Bong family farm. Bong's sisters Joyce and Jerry say people from all over the country still stop by and lay wreaths or leave little P-38 model airplanes at the grave of their brother.
I remember one guy that was a military person. He stopped at our place on his way through Michigan. He told us that every time he came through, he'd stop underneath the plane and just sit there for a while. To stop and play homage.
A report by the Army Air Force's Office of Flying Safety concluded that a minor explosion in the jet's power plant caused the P-80 to lose power. There was no evidence of pilot error. Richard Bong was killed instantly when he struck the ground. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.